Hi, this is Carolina on a recorded line regarding the Roundup lawsuit. May I have the name of the person you were transferring?
Hi, my name is Michaela calling, and I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer. The name is Edward James Dorado, D-O-R-A-D-O. Are you ready for me to transfer him, sweetie?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Perfect. Hi, Edward. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, ma'am, I can.
Okay, great. Again, this is Carolina on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you met the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I've gotten this far.
Perfect. Okay. And did you already have an attorney helping you with this or any legal agency helping?
Nope.
Okay. So you haven't signed any paperwork, nothing like that?
No, ma'am. I haven't signed nothing.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay, now where is it, yourself or a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using Roundup?
For myself.
Okay, and again, I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you by chance know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Subtype was B.
The Burkitt lymphoma?
Yeah, that one. I know it started with, I remember it started okay. With B. I got a weird memory. I remember associated it. I know it started with a B.
Okay, no worries. Okay, and have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's?
More than one? I don't believe so.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, and when was it that you were diagnosed, Edward?
Oh, here we go. Middle of October 2014, I believe.
Okay.
2013? Yeah, the same year I quit using it. Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. No worries. And you said that was about mid-October?
Yes, ma'am. Middle of October, like 16 or 17, somewhere around
okay.
there.
Yeah.
I know it was before Halloween.
Perfect, perfect. Okay. And where did you spray it? Was that around the house?
Yes, probably around my residence, around the house and yard, and we, you know, along the fence line, and you know, the cracks in the concrete, you know, the walkway,
mm-hmm.
and breezeway, and around the house. It's like I went crazy with that stuff. Ooh, shit, and that it, ooh, and then my neck started swelling up, itching, ratcheting, scared, and then it was just like building up, and then I just couldn't take it no more.
Yeah.
Then I found out. Then I went to the hospital.
And do you have the address of the house where you did spray that?
Yeah, 15248 11th Street, Victorville, 92395, and it was Victor Valley Global Medical Center.
Okay, perfect. And this was, let's see here, this was in California?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so 15248 11th Street in Victorville, California, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
You want my doctor name?
Yeah, we'll get to that. No worries.
Okay. All right.
And did anyone else in the household spray it, or was it just yourself?
Probably it was just me.
Okay. Just yourself. And I get
yes,
it is
ma'am.
A little redundant. It is a little redundant, but had you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yeah, I used that shit for a long time.
How many years would you
like
say that
almost
you
9 years.
Okay.
Like almost 9 years or something like that.
Yeah.
And I didn't know it was based on Agent Orange, but after toward the end when I started reading, oh shit, that was Agent Orange. I would have never touched it.
Mhm. So have you had any exposure to Agent Orange, anything like that?
No, not really.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Okay. And the phone that
just
we're
that Roundup,
on is,
and I was like, damn.
The phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or is it a landline?
It's my cell phone.
Okay, your cell phone. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Now I am required to ask, have you ever been diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, rheumatoid arthritis,
nope.
Perfect. How about any organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, lupus?
No, I put in for a brain transplant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm playing.
Okay. Okay. And how about any cancer that required chemotherapy besides the non-Hodgkin's, or any family history of cancer?
Not that I know of.
Okay. That's good to hear. Okay. Again, I have your name here. Edward E-D-W-A-R-D. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Middle name, James J-A-M-E-S.
Yes, correct.
Okay, and then I have last name here is Dorado, D-O-R-A-D-O.
Yep, just like Cadillac.
Perfect. And is there a suffix to the name? Is there a junior, senior?
No, no junior, no second, third.
Okay, perfect.
Nothing, just my name.
Great. And can you confirm your gender for me, Edward?
Wait, let me check. Well, I got a pecker, so I think, believe I'm male.
Perfect.
I'm playing.
What was your marital status?
What, at the time?
Currently.
I believe married. Currently now? Why, you asking me out for a date? I can't because I've been with my for 23 years.
Okay. Beautiful. Perfect. And what was your date of birth?
05271966. They told me that, but I don't remember. I was just a baby.
Okay. So that was May 27th, 1966?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. And your 66.
Social? Well, I try to go out once in a while, but majority of times I just stay home.
Do you have the...
Oh, you mean... Yes, I know. 552-372-349. Now, what's your social status? Single, available, married?
I'm sorry. The date of birth, was that 56 or 66?
66.
As in 5'6"?
No, 6'6".
6'6", perfect. Okay, and how did you learn the connection between Roundup and your illness? Was that an ad on TV, a friend, the doctor?
Actually, it was like a little bit of both. I mean, okay. A little bit of both. It's like the doctor was like, oh, did they tell me how I got it? And then I was like, whoa. And then I started researching Roundup. And then it was just a friend of mine was in Vietnam. I'm too young for Vietnam. And he told me, hey, that's just Agent Orange. And I wish you would have told me a couple of years ago, not till after. And I've known this guy for a long time.
Okay.
And I remember he was suffering. And I was like, hey, that looks like that. And then we started talking about it. Whoa, and I was like, whoa. And we've been good friends for such a long time. But it wasn't until the end. And he passed away already, sad to that, but it's like he had a stroke, and it was like he was a good friend.
Yeah.
And right at the very end, he goes, you want to go check that shit out, dude? And he said, it might be Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I started doing my, internet research and reading, and I was like, oh, shit. And that the base chemical is what they had in Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
What the saying goes, if I know now what I know then, shit will be way different.
Yeah. Around when was it that you found out that your friend mentioned that?
When? Oh, shit. 2014, 2013, somewhere around there.
Around 2014. Perfect. And what was your height?
Well, right now, I think it was 2013.
Okay.
One of those years.
Okay. Perfect. And what was your height?
5'9".
Okay. 5'9". Do you know your current weight?
Like 170.
Okay, perfect.
Average.
Do you have an email? Do you have an email that you can that we can keep on file?
Yeah, that my name, all little letters, no spaces, 187@gmail.com.
Okay, and your name that was including the James in there?
No, just Edward Dorado.
Okay. Edward Dorado and @gmail.com.
187. I know it's the murder code.
Perfect.
What, yeah, like murder.
I see. So it was EDWARDDORADO 187@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. And all little letters are lowercase.
Okay. Perfect, perfect. Okay. And what was your spouse's name?
Tammy.
Tammy. Was she Dorado as well?
No, Snook. S-N-O-E-K. We've been together for 23 years, but my dad married us before God, family, and friends, but not by the state yet. So I guess we're common law, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And Tammy, was that TAMMY?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And so what was that?
SNOEK.
SNOEK.
EK. And it's pronounced Snook.
Okay. Snook. Do you know her phone number?
No, I honestly, I don't. I just push wipe on my phone and it comes up. I can get it for you though, but I, you know.
Yeah.
I really don't know. So.
That's okay.
Okay, let me see if I can find this shit. Okay, let's see if you can do that. Okay. Oh man, how do I do this? I've never had dumbass. All right. Let me see if I can find it. It just says, okay, wait. Try 442-319-9872.
9872.
Yeah, that sounds a bit good.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds close.
Okay. Great. And do you know an email for her? If not, that's okay.
I don't know. I never email. I just talk to her.
Okay, no worries. How many times a month would you say that you used Roundup throughout those years that you used it?
Oh, ma'am, at least two or three times a week, sometimes more, sometimes less. It depends on the weeds.
Okay. So about, you said two or three times a week?
Yeah, give or take, and sometimes less. You know, sometimes more, like, you know, I can't, there was no set schedule. I see weed and go, you spray the shit out of it.
Yeah, of course. Okay. So around
a month. Oh, there's weed. I got to get it.
Around a month, is it okay if I average it out to about 10, including those small touch-ups?
Sure, that sounds cool.
Okay. And again, it is a little redundant, but I do need a yes or no. Did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yeah, I used that shit for about 9 years.
Okay. When did you start spraying it? Around what year was that?
04, I believe.
Okay. Let me see. And was that, you think, around the beginning of spring?
Yeah, right. My birthday is on Memorial Day, so a little bit before April, somewhere, to give or take.
Okay.
When the weeds come out, I didn't do it in winter because there's no weeds.
Right. And then the last time that you sprayed Roundup in 2013, was that around October?
When I stopped using it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. And again, that was 2013. And I believe you stopped using it because of, you started feeling some symptoms. Was that the only reason, Edward?
Yeah, I had like my swelling in my neck, shortness of breath, coughing, itching. Oh, that was the worst part. Itching and the rashes. Ooh, that just drove me crazy. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you went through around the time?
No, not really. Maybe through like hardship of money because I couldn't work.
Okay. I'm so sorry about that.
But that's beside the fact.
Mm-hmm. And do you remember how it was?
I might have went through a call. Does that count? Huh?
Do you remember how it was applied? Was it with the hand sprayer that it comes with, or more like a backpack?
Yeah, the little one that you know, the one that attached to the white hose.
Yeah, and do you know if it was the concentrated that you have to dilute, or was it premixed, ready to go?
I threw away the containers, but it varied. Sometimes this, or sometimes one or the other. You know,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I just grabbed a Roundup, whatever comes in the thick container.
And did you ever use any protective gear when you were applying it? Any gloves, glasses, mask, anything?
At the time, I really didn't think I had to.
Right, of course. And
you know, just a sprayer. Around the house and
the fence line. Okay.
Around crack, you know, the cracks between the concrete, you know, the weeds grow up there around the fence line, around the house once in a while, and it depends. You know, it wasn't no set.
Yeah.
Wherever the weeds came out, because I was too lazy to pull them.
Of course. And was this only sprayed in the state of California?
And the state of confusion, does that matter? No, yeah, just California.
Okay, no worries. Do you know if there was a water well that might have been exposed around the home?
No, there's no independent well. All the well water is city.
Okay.
Noel.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
Not to the best of my knowledge, no.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just one second. Okay, so if you used it, like I said, we averaged it out for 10 times a month, obviously times 12 for the entire year, and that was around 9 years that you used it. It looks like it's coming out to just a little over 1,000 times in total throughout the years, those small touch-ups. Does that sound about right?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, my math sucks. Yeah. I don't got that many fingers.
Yeah, no worries.
It'll take me a long time to add up that many fingers.
And do you know where you bought the Roundup? Was that at a Home Depot, Walmart?
Yeah, Home Depot, or Lowe's, primarily Home Depot.
Okay. And that was a local one, I'm assuming?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Perfect. Now, it is a stretch. It was a while ago, but do you think you still might have any proof of purchase, any receipts?
I didn't think I had to keep them.
No, no worries. And do you have any Roundup in your possession?
Hell no, I threw all that stuff away, man. That shit went into a bag and went to the, once that found out that was that, it all went bottles that just had a little bit in it or, I mean, I don't even look at that shit no more, man.
Good, I'm glad. And have you ever smoked at all, Edward?
Smoke what?
Just smoked nicotine, anything in general?
Yeah, I smoked nicotine, pot. A lot of pot that you do right now for the pain.
Yeah, no worries. What was the number of years that you had smoked?
I don't know. I mean, like, I started when I was like 27, 28, somewhere around there.
Okay.
Till now, so like 25, 30 years, give or take.
Mm-hmm. No worries. Okay. And are you currently employed?
Not right now. Okay. I wish.
Have you lost any time away from work because of any surgeries or treatments related to the illness?
A long time ago, yeah. Maybe like about a year or two.
Okay. And when was that? Was that around 2014?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Yeah, right when I got diagnosed. Because I was a barber by trade.
Okay.
And with all that, that's a communicable disease. And they're like, oh, go home. I'm like, okay. So I went home.
Yeah.
And then they told me, do you still look the same? Yep, stay there. Because being barber with contact with people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But lucky for me, my brother, that's all right. My brother was my manager, but his boss was, what was his name? Damn, I can't remember his name. But my brother would see me, hey, how are you feeling today? Oh, forget it. He wouldn't even talk to me. He wouldn't even come inside the house. Everyone thought I was contagious.
I see.
That shit looked bad. I looked like a big old lizard and shit, big old fat neck and shit, or eating crazy. Oh, that's, you know?
Do you have any military background?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Glad to hear it. Well,
Army.
Okay, beautiful.
Army.
And when was it that you were in service?
I know I got out in, I did 9 years, and I got out in 91.
Okay.
Starting right at the beginning of the right, and hold on. I got my military picture right here, so I can tell you when I was in.
Perfect.
It was July of 85 is when I started.
Okay. And you said you got out in 91?
Yeah, I did 9 years. Right at the beginning of Desert Shield, before Desert Storm. I didn't want to go to war and shit. Hell no. My time was up, and they're like, you want 10,000 to reenlist? I'm like, hell no. I'd walk away, dude.
And what type of discharge did you receive when you left?
Honorable.
Beautiful. Honorable. And were you ever stationed at Thule Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you have your Veterans Administration number?
Isn't it your social security number?
Yeah, I can add that there. And do you receive any VA benefits?
No, I do not.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits or filed a disability or workers' compensation claims?
No, ma'am.
No. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy or been in any other traffic offenses? I'm sorry. Or any, other than any other minor traffic offenses, ever been convicted of a crime?
What do you mean convicted of a crime? Like went to jail?
Yeah, just convicted of a crime that was anything other than a minor traffic offense, like a parking ticket, for example.
Other than that, yeah.
Okay.
I used to be a drug dealer, but then I went to jail for that shit, so then I don't even fuck with that shit no more.
Okay.
Excuse my language, but you know what I mean?
No worries. Okay, okay. And what was the diagnosing doctor's name?
Nada. Wait, let me see. Oh, shit. Her name. Oh, man. I see Nada. N-A-N-D-A. Nada. I never say their name. B-I-S-W-A-S. Biswas? Or Biswas? They say it different. It looks like Biswas to me.
Okay.
B-I-S-W-A-S.
B-I-S-W-I-S. Perfect. And this was in California, I'm assuming, in Victorville?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, Victor Valley Global Medical Center.
Yes, I see here. Nanda Biswas, it says you're perfect. Just 1 second, okay?
No, no problem.
And was she the same one that diagnosed you or that treated you? Was it the same doctor?
No, the ER doctor, and then they got referred to them.
Okay. Just 1 second.
You know, just regular ER, and then I'm referring you to the oncology, and I'm like, okay, and then I got that doctor. I don't remember who the ER doctor was, though.
Oh, you don't remember who the treating one was?
Oh, the treating doctor that treated me for that stuff was the doctor Nada Biswas.
Okay.
But when I first went to the ER, they referred me to the oncology.
I see. And what was the oncology
you know what I mean?
Place? Yeah. Where was that?
What do you mean? What do you mean with oncology practice?
The facility.
It was right there in the hospital.
Okay, and what hospital was that?
Victor Valley Global Medical Center.
Okay. Victor Valley Global Medical Center. Perfect. So this is where you got both diagnosed and treated.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Not in the same room, but yeah, you're yeah, pretty much the same general building. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have medical records that indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yeah, they should. The doctor should have them. I don't have them personally, but yeah, they should have them. Still there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm sorry about that. So when did you start?
Okay, I thought it got disconnected.
No, I'm sorry about that. When did you start getting treatment? Was that in the same month of October?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Was that later October, I'm assuming?
It started out, I went in with my neck and itching, and they're like, oh, well, something about the lymph nodes, and then they did a biopsy where they did a little thing, and I was in the hospital about a little bit over a week.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to
put around...
And then
about a year afterwards for in and out in... Huh?
I'm going to put around the 25th of October that you started getting treatment, just as an estimate. Does that sound okay to you?
Sure, that sounds cool.
Okay. And what type of treatment did you go through? Was that the chemotherapy, radiation?
Radiation, chemo, a lot of pain meds, vitamin supplements, and
Did you go through any surgeries or stem cell transplants?
They did a biopsy. I mean, pretty much it's like a biopsy and shit where I don't know, I was asleep at the time.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay, and this 15248 11th Street, Victorville, this is the medical center, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So what was your primary address?
Where my primary address?
Mm-hmm.
At the time? Pebble Beach, 16740 Pebble Beach.
Okay. Perfect. And is that your current address?
Well, not now. Right now, I'm kind of sort of homeless. I'm working on getting, I'm staying in a friend of mine's driveway.
Okay.
No worries. She took a bad turn for me in my life.
Yeah, and I'm sorry to hear that. Can you repeat that Pebble Beach address for me?
16740.
No, it's Pebble Beach Drive.
I lived there for like, yes, ma'am. I lived there for like 30 years.
Okay.
Then my father passed away and my sister screwed me over everything, and that's where I wound up homeless. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. So this was the main address where you were spraying it?
Yeah, that was the main primary address.
Okay.
I lived there for like 30 years.
So again, that was 16740 on Pebble Beach Drive, Victorville, California, 92395.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Now, we do request an emergency contact, just in case we're unable to reach you for an extended period to prevent disruptions in your case. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
Tammy.
Okay, perfect. And do you live with Tammy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear, I hope so. I'm living with some lady. I wake up next to me.
Okie dokie. So that was okay, yeah. Tammy Snook, and then phone number 442-319-9872. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just one second. So what I am going to do now is just prepare a DocuSign for you. Are you familiar with DocuSign at all?
Yeah, isn't that the one with the email where you do the X and it pictures your signature?
Yeah.
That one?
Exactly right.
Yeah, I've done it before.
Perfect. So I'm just finalizing it now. I can do it on the line here. I'm just going to review the information, make sure everything is right. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, and do you want this to your email, Edward, or to your text messages?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know which is easier. Email.
Okay, I'll do email. Okay, again, it was Edward James Dorado, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But my email is just Edward Dorado, no James.
Okay, perfect. And again, that was 187.
All little letters, remember. Yeah, all little letters.
Okay, perfect. I did just send it. Do you see that popping up yet?
Not yet. My phone moves in slow motion.
Okay.
You can go to it. Yeah. Where are we? Damn, I got a lot of emails. Who's it from? Carolina Hernard?
Hernandez, yes.
What's your last name?
Hernandez.
Yeah, her dad. Well, it looks like Hernard. Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. And then just let me know if you have any issues signing this. Again, this is just so that the law firm can start to pull those medical records, just giving them consent.
Right, push the yellow button right now. I can't read it.
Yes, so... What I like to say is just follow the yellow brick road. You're just going to click on those yellow continues or next buttons. And
Okay. Well, my phone is still loading up because my phone's in slow motion.
No worries.
It's like me. It's old, but it still works. Just because the warranty expired don't mean the product has.
Right.
So, there it goes. Preview and act on these documents. Allow, right? Allow?
Yes.
Okay. I agree with electronic records and signatures, right? Correct. And then continue.
Mm-hmm.
Now start. Do I got to read it? It's too small. All the yellow ones?
Yeah, you'll just push all the yellow ones. If you do want to read it later on, you'll get a copy in your email. But
okay,
again,
draw
it's,
your signature.
It's just giving the law firm permission to pull those records.
Okay. Okay, accept and sign. Okay, there we go. Mm-hmm. Next, push all the yellow ones. EJ, my initials. Man, I have a lot of yellow ones in here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hope I didn't miss any. Damn. Okay. And finish. Okay, finish.
Okay, just one second. Okay.
Security manager agreement is just one more step.
Perfect. I did just receive it on my end. You are completed with the signing process. I do want to say just congratulations on taking the first step here. What I'm going to do now, Edward, is I'm just going to send you a quick text message. It's going to have my contact information and the law firm's contact information. If you have any case-related questions, you can reach out to them after 48 hours. It does take a while for them to process the paperwork and get you in their system. But once you are registered, in
system,
they're just gonna give you a quick call to verify some information, okay?
Okay, now, how much is the payout?
It does vary, and I'm not allowed to...
Like $100? $100? $200? What?
Well, what I like to tell people is you can always look it up, and that'll give you a good idea of how much it is. What I can say is that these are handled individually, so they are typically a little larger than class action lawsuits. Yeah, you can always look it up, and it gives you an idea on there.
I don't even know where to look it up at.
Just on Google, Roundup Settlements.
Lawsuit?
Yeah, Roundup Lawsuit.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, but thank you again for your time, okay? I hope you have a great day, Edward.
You too. Thank you. All right, bye.
Bye. Thank you.